And this week we're starting with a little piece about the Spanish subsidies scandal. I should explain, this was recorded on the quayside at Penzance Fishing Harbour, so apologies for the little bit of background noise in places.
So let's hear it for
Well, I've come to Penzance in Cornwall to launch the Better Off Out, Save Britain's Fish campaign. Here's an information booklet that we've produced about the European Union's common fisheries policy and the damage that it's doing to our marine environment and to our fishing industry. And I just wanted to highlight one particular aspect of this, and this is the subsidies which the European Union is paying out, though largely, of course, not to British fishermen. So, for instance, Spain is set to receive 1.1 billion euros in subsidies between now and 2020, while Britain will receive only 240 million. Now, in itself, that puts British fishermen at a disadvantage, but the damage which these subsidies do to the marine environment is really absolutely appalling. Because of the subsidies, the fishing boats are able to go out and to fish in areas which are basically not economically viable. They're small fishing grounds, they're fishing grounds where there aren't many fish. And ordinarily, if this was left up to the fishermen, they'd leave them alone, and the fish there and the marine environment would remain absolutely untouched. But because of the subsidies, both the direct subsidies, which I've highlighted here, and also other subsidies that are given to cheap fuel, to improving harbours and so on, particularly, again, the Spanish are guilty of this, that does make it economically viable to go and fish in these vulnerable areas and to do untold damage to the marine environment, which is quite appalling. But the sheer scale of what's going on, I think, is best illustrated by another example that we highlight in our book. In the year 2001, a Spanish trawler by the name of Hodeza was found fishing in British waters using illegal fishing gear with a fishing mesh so small it was taking fish that were illegally small to be taken away and to be processed. That, of course, was doing a lot of damage to the fishing stocks. The ship was impounded, it was brought ashore, and the owners of the ship were fined 35,000 euros for that infringement of the rules. And yet, very shortly afterwards, the European Union Common Fisheries Policy gave that same company a subsidy of nearly 2 million euros. And the difference between the fine of 35,000 and the subsidy of 2 million makes basically a laughing stock of the rules. The fishermen can go on, they know that they're going to be subsidised. They're not bothered about the fines. They can carry on using illegal fishing gear and doing enormous damage to the fishing stocks and to British fishing industry. So it's the subsidies that the Common Fisheries Policy is handing out, primarily to the big Spanish ships, is not only doing damage to British fishermen, who are disadvantaged because their competitors are being subsidised, but also doing huge damage to our marine environment. But if we were to leave the European Union, we would no longer be part of the Common Fisheries Policy. We could protect our marine environment, we could protect the vulnerable fishing grounds, and we could protect our own fishing fleet and see a boost there. So, as far as I'm concerned, really, this is just another example why we should vote to leave. So